Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. Forward Sergio Aguero is being assessed after he missed the Manchester derby through illness. Eric Garcia remains absent and is set to miss his Christmas programme with a muscle injury, while Oleksandr Zinchenko is also still sidelined. City go into the game against West Bromwich Albion at the Etihad Stadium, ninth in the table, with West Brom sitting 19th and struggling at present. Raheem Sterling insists the Premier League title is there for the taking despite City's slightly slow start to the campaign. They sit down in ninth, just 19 points from their opening 11 matches. Other teams have struggled despite their slow start. City only are 6 points behind the leaders with a game in hand. Sterling's admitted that the title race is wide open this term before claiming that City can clinch their third crown in 4 seasons if they start to become more clinical in front of goal. He said there are so many teams that are in the title race. It's like the day when we lost points and the other big team lost points. It's open, they're there for the taking. We need to be more consistent. Now it's time to score a lot more goals and finish our chances, he said. Pep Guardiola has backed Gabriel Jesus to do just that. He remains certain that he's the quality to be the long-term successor to Sergio Aguero. He scored in each of his first 2 appearances of the season, coming either side of a spell with injury. He's now gone 6 games without a goal, though, and has not registered a shot on target in the Premier League since his strike against Liverpool on November the 8th. With Aguero limited to just 5 appearances due to a mixture of injury and illness, Jesus is hoping to kick on and help steer the ship. The 5-0 win over Burnley on November the 28th answered some critics, but despite the lopsided victory, City have the fewest goals of any side in the top half of the Premier League. Their subdued nature of display at the Old Trafford also hard to ignore. But Guardiola insists that Jesus will come good, and he is still the heir to the throne that Aguero has currently positioned himself on. So Aguero sits top. He'll be hoping to try and make more minutes and get more fitness in the legs and push on. Guardiola and Sterling believe that the potential is there in the final third to really kick on, and it could be a tough night for their opponents. That's all then for the latest Man City headlines. We'll have more news later.